702 for the curious.
It's going up to 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. My name is Clement Manyatela in for Karima Brown this evening. And I want us to look at this story now. The Ahmad Kathrada Foundation expressing disappointment at recent statements by COPE leader Musiwa Lekota. That's a conversation that we're going to have just right after 9 o'clock. And we'll be speaking to how the that organization has actually reacted to those comments by Musiwa Lekota. But I want us to speak to the PAC president now, Narius Moloto, because Solly Mapaila said he will visit the Sobukwe family in person after a backlash to his reported assertion that Pan-Africanist Congress founder Robert Sobukwe had received preferential treatment from the apartheid government. He said he had met with PAC president Narius Moloto today to express his apology in person. But before we speak to Mr. Moloto, let's take a listen to that apology by the SACP's leader, Solly Mapaila.
Never condemned Robert Sobukwe as a liberation hero and stalwart. I have great respect for that, and I have great respect for the PAC as a liberation movement on its own. My younger brother belongs to the PAC, even belongs to its military wing APNA. So great respect in that regard. What I was raising was what the apartheid government tried to do. I was not blaming the Robert Sobukwe, I was blaming the apartheid government and his collusion in participation in that regard. For instance, they put him in a house in Robben Island, treated him as the main political prisoner, when others were treated as terrorists and slaves and were condemned to hard labor in Robben Island. All over the world, it's known, political prisoners are treated better, whereas criminals are condemned. That's what happened with our leaders in Robben Island. They were crushing stones every single day in the quarry. Robert Sobukwe had privileges. He could receive clothing. He could receive books. He could have a radio. He had a whole house to himself, although he was in isolation, which is on its own condemnable, because that was ill treatment, because he was not allowed to have access to other prisoners. So what we have indicated is that they were using that as a punishment, those comrades who had supported the Communist Party and were regarded as communists, because majority of them, they defied segregation of apartheid, where they were able to mix up. That's why the Freedom Charter embraced all South African races, black and white, and fighting for common ideas.
All right, PAC President Narius Moloto joins us on the line. Good afternoon, Mr. Moloto. Thank you so much for coming on the Karima Brown Show.
Thank you very much. Good to you and to the listeners of 702.
I mean, is that an honest apology? Have you accepted it? Because it's quite a complicated one. I mean, when you look at what he told reporters when he made that address, he spoke about how some prisoners were forced to do hard labor while Sobukwe had privileges like receiving clothing and books. So again, he regarded what he had at Robben Island as privileges. Have you accepted his apology? How did he explain it to you?
Look, I can confirm that Comrade Solly Mapaila came to the PAC headquarters at Romilly and in Marshalltown to express his unreserved apology to the statement and utterances he made. He explained the context within which the statement was made and how it was taken and used to the media. Mm. Now, or by the media. Now, we have listened and we have understood, because he did show remorse on the statement and how it was received and understood by the public. And having had him explaining and showing the remorse and having had him expressing an apology, the KC accepted the apology, also with the understanding on behalf of our members, and also with an understanding that the same apology will go to the family, which we understand he has made it.
Mm. But Mr. Moloto, he's apologizing for being taken out of context. He's not necessarily apologizing for having made those remarks. I mean, listen to this. When he was speaking on Wednesday, he said that by accepting the privileges from apartheid authorities, the founder of the PAC had colluded with the regime. And I'm going to quote him now. For instance, they put him in a house at Robben Island and created him and treated him as the main political prisoner, while others were treated as terrorists and slaves. They were condemned to hard labor. It is known all over the world that political prisoners are treated better. Our leaders were crushing stones at the quarry on the island, while Robert Sobukwe received clothes, books, a radio, although he was in isolation, which in itself should be condemned as he was not allowed access to other prisoners. So he's painting this rosy picture that he was almost enjoying himself compared to other people that were actually subjected to hard labor. So how is this taken out of context?
Look, I'm sure you have heard and seen my reaction to that statement. Insofar as it was initially understood when we have expressed it, I think the whole country and the whole members, the social media, everybody was shocked and very disappointed. Now, and from that angle, I think insofar as those statements within that context, context has been made, we have expressed our views and opinion and our disappointment, and he's aware. He has heard about that. And that's basically also one of the reasons why he has to locate the closely, directly affected people by that statement and come to us, and also the family. Now, we could not go further than that, because if you show remorse now and you come and say, I apologize, I regret what I've said and how it was understood and so on, we can't go beyond that. We did not interrogate it further. We have to come to a conclusion to say Comrade Soli is actually showing remorse, is apologizing. Now, the weight of apology further, I think when he made further statement, I did not study that, so I'm not in a position to comment specifically on that.
Okay, because I think if you had studied the statement and listened carefully to what he said, he was quite clear. And he actually premised his statement on the fact that he's never said this before in public. So it was very clear that it was coming from a well-placed a place, and this was some kind of a statement that he was standing by. And the reason I'm asking you whether this is taken out of context is because the statement is pretty clear. It was quite clear in how he sort of, you know, labeled Robert Sobukwe in comparison to other prisoners at Robben Island. But speak to me about when he's expected to visit the family, the Sobukwe family, and are they willing to accept him to sit down and apologize?
Yes, no, he has made such an undertaking. Look, insofar as the initial statement and understanding is concerned, we came quite clear. We're very, concerned. We're very disturbed. We're very disappointed. And we have reacted because Sobukwe is an African hero. He's a hero of the African struggle. He's a man who stood on principle, and he was made to suffer both in prison, both at isolated, everybody, the nation, the country, we are still missing his voice. His voice is still gone. We are not allowed to hear that. Now, this is a man who stood, even after he was released from Ireland, he was held in Kimberley until the last breath, until his last breath. Now, therefore, that man suffered greatly, his life was cut short purely by the condition of the treatment he received throughout his life. He never experienced freedom. So having said that, the life of Sobukwe speaks for itself. Now, for that reason, nobody, and I think the entire, not only the South African, everybody was. Now, but beyond that, When it comes specifically to Comrade Soli, he has been and he will continue to talk and explain himself on that. He's the only qualified person to speak on that context and explain it better and better.
Mm. Look, I think he's just changing his story. And I think if he's really apologizing honestly, then he must take full accountability, take responsibility and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, instead of blaming it on the media for taking him out of context. But look, thank you so much for your time. The president of the PAC, Nerias Moloto, speaking to us there about the remarks that were made by the SACP leader, Solima Baila. What do you make of that? Hey, do you think he's changing his story?